The World This Week. Business.
Dave Calhoun, Boeing's CEO, was questioned by American senators about recent safety incidents involving his company's planes, such as the blowout of a door panel on a 737 MAX. Richard Blumenthal, the chairman of the committee investigating the failures, described Boeing as an iconic company that somehow lost its way. Mr. Calhoun, who is stepping down, apologized for the recent incidents and two earlier fatal crashes. Meanwhile, the latest whistleblower to make a complaint revealed that Boeing lost track of 400 faulty parts and that some of them may have been installed on planes. Boeing's share price is down by 30% this year. Nvidia overtook Microsoft and Apple to become the world's most valuable company, with a stock market value of more than $3.3 trillion. The maker of chips for artificial intelligence has seen its share price surge by 40% since issuing bumper quarterly revenues and profits a month ago, and expects sales to increase from the rollout of its Blackwell chip, billed as the world's most powerful. Nvidia is only one of a dozen companies to lead the S&P 500 since its creation in 1926. It recently split its stock, lowering the share price to make it more attractive to small investors. Broadcom's share price also hit new highs after the chipmaker announced a 10-for-1 stock split that comes into effect in July. Over the past few years, big tech companies have been using stock splits to dilute the price of their surging shares, though Meta and Microsoft have notably not done so. A study by the IMF said that the sheer scale and speed of the transformation in AI would amplify job losses, reducing the share of labor income in national accounts and exacerbating inequality. It called on governments to prepare social systems that will cushion the transition costs for workers. A judge in Texas dismissed what remained of ExxonMobil's lawsuit against activist investors over its emissions targets. Arjuna Capital and Follow This had proposed a proxy vote on quickening the pace of Exxon's emission cuts, but they dropped the proposal when it threatened to sue, claiming they were abusing the proxy system. The judge ruled that the case against Arjuna was now invalid, as it had pledged not to refile the motion. He had already removed Follow This from the suit. Tesla submitted a letter to a judge in Delaware asking for new legal arguments on Elon Musk's 2018 pay deal, after 77% of the company's shareholders backed the package at their annual meeting. In January, the judge voided the package in a case brought by a dissident shareholder who claimed the sum, now worth around $46 billion, was too large. Tesla says the vote backing Mr. Musk's pay significantly impacts the issue, but lawyers for the dissident investor insist the vote has no legal impact. Fisker, a maker of electric vehicles, filed for bankruptcy protection in America. The company went public in 2020 amid a wave of optimism in the industry, but its sales never took off. Fisker was delisted by the New York Stock Exchange recently because its share price was abnormally low. Toyoda Akio's reappointment as chairman of Toyota won the support of just 72% of shareholders, down from 85% last year. Two big proxy advisers had recommended voting against Mr. Toyoda for failing to oversee the proper certification process on some vehicles. It was a rare instance of a rebellion in corporate Japan. The ownership structure of Heathrow was overhauled following the decision of Ferrovial, an infrastructure group, to sell down its stake. Ardian, a French private equity firm, is now the airport's largest shareholder, with a 22.6% stake. Saudi Arabia's sovereign wealth fund is taking 15%. The other big investor is the Qatar Investment Authority, with a 20% holding. Heathrow's chairman, Lord Dayton, is also chairman of The Economist's parent company. Singapore returned to the top spot in an annual ranking of competitiveness among 67 countries compiled by IMD, a business school. The city-state last topped the poll in 2020. Switzerland came second, and Denmark, last year's champion of efficiency, came third. America dropped 3 places to 12th spot. China climbed 7 places to 14th. Venezuela took the wooden spoon. Employees from Chessify, an online chess platform, won the World Corporate Chess Championship in New York, beating a team from Chessmood, another platform. Banks and financial firms, including BlackRock and Goldman Sachs, took part in the rapid round format, though only 2, Susquehanna and UBS, made it through to the semifinals. A team from Google came second bottom in its group.